Hey guys, welcome to the third episode of Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle, the podcast. I'm your host and your favorite boxer, Mo's Miraculous M4 Smith. And today, we're going to be talking to the phenomenal and great fighter in person, Helen Iron Lady Joseph, who just fought Michaela Mayer and took it the distance, and has both gotten wiser and more motivated in the loss that she took gracefully, like a champion. Also, today, there's going to be a short excerpt from me going over some of the exercises that I do, and I'm going to do this each week, going over some of the exercises I do as a professional boxer that you can begin doing. We'll start off at a beginner's pace, at a challenge to motivate you and give you the opportunity to say, okay, I'm going to start training like a professional boxer. We'll start at a beginner's level and work our way up. Let's get it. All right, guys, let's get into it. We're going to start off with the basic exercises to building your body up to boxing fitness. We're going to start out regular basic exercises. Like I say, starting out at the beginning, I'm going to do 3 exercises a week that I go over and that I do myself, either on a daily basis or every other day basis, to let my body rest and recuperate so that when the muscle, as I break down the muscle, it has time to recuperate and build back up and to build stamina, strength, and things like that. So let's get into it. We're going to start off with push-ups. Now, what I recommend is that every day, you don't have to do them at once, but do them some in the morning. If you have an opportunity, being that we're in the COVID-19 pandemic, throughout the day, and maybe some before you go to bed, just to kind of, you know, push your body along the way. But if you can do them at once, then you may want to increase the amount that you do, and that way you do more throughout the day. Challenge your body. One of the things that we do as professional boxers, as boxers period, amateur or professional, and as athletes in general, is push our body to its limits as often as we can, because that builds stamina, that builds strength, and that builds your conditioning. So for push-ups, let's start at 100 push-ups. Not at once, but periodically throughout whatever period of time works good for you and causes you to feel like you're getting a good workout. Now, to let you know, if you're doing push-ups, start out at doing 100 a day, then you, the next day, should, if you do them properly with proper form, then you should feel a muscle tightness and a muscle stretch, and maybe even feel a little soreness the neck in your chest and your arms the next day, because your body is working in a way that it's got to get used to. Now, if you can do 100 easily without having that soreness, then increase to 150 or 200. So we'll start off with push-ups. That's going to build your chest, your deltoids or your shoulders, and even some of your back muscles. And it's going to work some of your arm as well. Now, we're going to go down to your core. Your core is your abdominals, your obliques, your back muscles, upper and lower back. But we're going to start out with your abdominals, your abs. And we're going to start out with 100 crunches. Like I say, again, not all at one time. If you can, that's great. That means you may need to increase the amount that you do. If you can do 100 at one time without stopping. But let's go for 25 at a time. And on the last five, when you curl up, you're going to hold the crunch for a 10 count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you'll do that in between each of the last five on each set of 25 that you do. Now, we're going to go to your lower body, because a boxer or a fighter that does not have strong legs will get knocked out easily. If your legs are not strong, you don't have a strong foundation to stand on. You'll get knocked out easily. You have to have strong legs. And a lot of your power for your punches comes from your legs. So, we're gonna start off with squats. Place your feet a little bit more than shoulder width apart, and you can hold on to your shoulders. You can cross your arms in front of your chest. But whatever you do, don't put your hands on your legs, because that causes you to push back up and gives you improper form. And you want to keep your back straight as you do it. That way you don't cause more stress on your back. And you don't have to use weights to do these. You can, but you don't have to. A lot of the boxing workout is unweighted. No weight. We use body weight, because it increases stamina, increases your muscle mass, and it's been shown that doing cardio workouts like push-ups and things like that without weight, the muscle tends to stay longer than muscle that is built with just weight. Now, that's not saying that I don't work out with weights. I do think that working out with weights is a great thing, and I do use weights. You just have to make sure that you use the proper form and you use them properly. So as you do the squat, your feet are a little bit more than shoulder width apart. You're going to lower yourself by bending your knees, keeping your back straight until you're in a seated position. You don't want to bounce. And then you're going to come back up. And as you come back up, you'll come back up to a fully standing position and then lower yourself back down again. We're going to do 4 sets of 25. Now, ladies, for those of you that say, hey, I heard squats do amazing things to work my lower back, my thighs, and my butt area. This is true. And if you want to tone your glutes or your butt a little bit more, squeeze them when you get to the top of the standing position for a 5 count of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then you lower back down with each rep that you do in each set that you do. And we're going to do these for a set of 20 to 25, 4 or 5 sets to make it to 100. Like I said, these are just 3 of the exercises that we'll start with that are basics that we will work forward through. We'll progress through, and next week we'll go over 3 more exercises. And yes, each week I will also be releasing a video of the exercises that I release on the YouTube channel, Miraculous Sports and Lifestyle. So make sure that you subscribe there as well and that you follow the podcast so you can get the proper way to do these exercises, the reasons to do them, and as well as, you know, the newest ones that I'm going to go over in the week. Because the podcast will come out a little bit before the YouTube video. I appreciate you. Let's get fit and miraculous. Team Miraculous, thanks for being here. Now let's get into the interview with Helen Iron Lady Joseph. Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Guys, today we're talking to Miss Helen Joseph, female professional boxer, phenomenal fighter, and just overall good person. How are you today?
I'm fine.
Okay. And, you know, can you take us a little bit and let the audience know how you got into boxing a little bit? Let them know your story a little bit.
Okay. How I got into boxing, first of all, I don't want to be a boxer. I never thought of being a boxer because where I grew up, where I was born, they don't really know what sport is all about. So I don't have any sense of, you know, knowing who is who in boxing. So when I wanted to be a fighter as a martial art, like fighting kung fu, karate, or taekwondo. So on my line, training kung fu, and I was doing pretty good. And the boxing coaches are watching me every time. So one of the boxing coach, Seidu, walk to my grandmaster Festus and say, "Oh, grandmaster, can you let Helen train boxing with us?" And my grandmaster was so happy, Mr. Festus. So he said, "Okay, if you can train her, no problem." Then that is how he started training me in boxing, because my mind wasn't in boxing. So when he asked me to do something, I didn't do it well. And he hit me with the pad and my ear sand. So I run away. I don't want to go back to boxing. So at the time, he came at the gate and catch me back and take me back to the gym. You know, that is how I get into boxing.
Okay. Okay. So kind of a surprise story there where, you know, who would have guessed that you'd have become a boxer? A little bit of a unorthodox style. I like that. And when you became professional, it was in January 10th of 2004. And you have had a absolutely phenomenal career. You're 17-5-2, 17 wins, 10 of them by knockout, 5 losses and 2 draws. That is a phenomenal record. And now you fought, everybody that you fought has been good competition, and you know, somebody that should have been in the ring with you, I feel like. In your last 2 fights, you fought Delphine Persoon, and then you fought Michaela Mayer. How do you feel about these last 2 fights?
When the reason why I took those fights was my classmates, they don't want to fight me. Those the weights I fought, like 118, 122, they don't really want to fight me. So I have been staying for a very long time, no fight coming up. That is why I have no choice. When they ask me, "Oh, Helen, can you fight Persoon?" I say, "Yes, I have to, because I need to be in the ring." They told me, "Oh, the weight is big. You just finished fighting 118. I say, "No problem. At least it's boxing. I can do it. You understand? So I know it was pretty hard because the weight and the height, you know. So, but I believe I did my best because that is all what matters. When I do something I like, I don't just want to give up. You understand? I know I do pretty good, even if I didn't win. And I know I lost for the people the world really know about. You understand? I did just lose for a camp boxer. You understand? That is only great joy I have. I lost for people that has name.
That's right. That's right. And you know, me being a professional boxer myself, I fully understand that, and I agree. You know, if there were two people that you had to take a loss to, you know, you've taken loss to people that were quality fighters. You know, they were good competition, and you know, both Delphine Persoon and Michaela Mayer are bigger name fighters with amazing careers. Delphine Persoon being 43-2 and Michaela being 12-0 since her fight with you, 11-0 at the time that you fought. And that's one thing that I was going to ask you about, but you kind of already touched on it a little bit, was the height and weight difference. You know, with Delphine Persoon, she was at 120 and 1/4, and you know, you were able to get to 127 and 1/4, both of you being at the same weight. But with Michaela Mayer, she's a little bit taller than you are, and she came in 2.5 pounds heavier than you did. How do you think that affected the fight?
Well, let me tell you the truth. Michaela has no power punch like Persoon has power punch more than Michaela. You understand? But the thing is that Michaela throw a lot of punches at the same time. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
But it's not really hard. You understand? But okay. I know that she is more weight than me because she could. We saw this fight supposed to be a title fight, but she couldn't even make 130. You see, she couldn't make 130. So that makes even it's hard, even more than hard for her to get to that level. How big she is. So that's it. And then now it's like, you know, this is her promotion. Everything happened there happened for her own good. You understand? Mm-hmm. As soon as she throw hand, it's like everything she throw get to me. I mean, I ask as a boxer, how can a boxer receive 170 punches at the same time and your face did not get caught, you didn't bleed, and nothing happened? Even all the ones I was trying to avoid, they cut everything that she throw that is caused. That is crazy. But I mean, that is the advantage of somebody that has a good promotion. It has to look good in the people's face. That is it.
Okay. Okay, definitely. So you think rather than her power getting her to where she's gotten, that it's more her speed and the factor of her promotional company?
Of course. And that is why I am like this, because I have no promoter. If I have my own promotion, I could be more than undefeated because nobody's coming to beat Helen Joseph. Nobody. Because and then we give me the fight where I supposed to fight. I took a lot of fight because I have no choice. I need to be in the ring. I need to make money.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sorry about that. And I most definitely agree with that, and I like that the fact that you said that you know, if you had your own promotional company, your own people backing you, that nobody's coming to beat Helen Joseph. I like that. You know, that's not, and I try to explain it to people, and I think you'll understand. To me, that's not just confidence, that's heart. That's the fact that the only person that is going to beat you at the end of the day is you, because you are your own worst critic and you are your own hardest opponent. So the only person that can beat you is you. And I like that. So what do you see coming next, or what would you like to see as your next fight? Or would you like to see a rematch with Michaela Mayer?
According to the judges, everybody watching them believe I didn't even score a punch from her. So I didn't even try to hit her for anything. So the fight did not even try to be close and anything. Maybe they say it's not going to be any rematch. But I think they try to avoid what will happen next, because they don't know how the next, if they take the rematch, how it's going to be or how it's going to end. So now they try to make excuse. Oh, Helene, your fight is not close, so they're not going to give me a rematch. No problem. I am not going to drag that, because I have no promoter or promotion that is going to say, oh, now we're going to promote this fight by ourselves, so that it will be my own promotion. I don't have. So even if I accept, it's going to be for her own honor too. So it's of no use. You understand? So I'm not going to drag for anything, but I'm going back to my weight right now. I'm going back to 118, 122, and better still, 126. That is where I rule. I know most of them, when they saw me fight a hard fight like this, they don't want to get to the ring with me. It never mean anything. I will wait whenever they're ready to fight me. I will be in the ring, because I don't want to lose my fight for any kind of story again.
Okay, most definitely. So we'll see you next at between 118 to 122. Is there anybody in that weight class that it comes to the top of your mind that you would like for them to be your first fight back in your weight class?
For now, I have nobody, but I'm willing to meet anyone that is willing to fight me right now.
Okay. All right. So come one, come all, line them up, you'll knock them down. Okay. I like that. And, you know, besides becoming a champion in your weight class, where do you see yourself going in your career? What would you like to see happen?
Well, for me, what I see in my future right now is like, as this game goes on, I want to get my own gym, you know. I want to train the young ones, and I want to share what I have with them, you know, because I know a lot of young ones over outside there, they want to know what I know, you understand? I really want to get gym and start building them up for their future too, you know, because it's good when you have something you share with others. That is where I see myself right now, you know?
Okay, wonderful. I like that. You know, not just the heart of a champion, but the heart of what I call a true champion, where you're not just in it for you and for your fan base, but it's also to give back to those that are coming behind you. I like that. I like that a lot.
Thank you.
And most definitely, you know, it speaks volumes as to who you are as a person. It actually leads into a question that I have from my better half, my wife. She was looking you up and reading about you some, and she wanted to ask if there was a young lady, or you know, whether it's teenager or young adult, that was thinking about getting into the fight business, what advice would you have for that young lady as far as training, as far as getting her diet together? What advice would you give?
When I know if you want to get into boxing, being a female, a lot of people want to discourage you. But what I want to let you know, that before you make a decision to be a female boxer, you have to choose one thing. You have to choose to be focused. You know, you have to let all your friends leave you alone. You just need to focus and think and love, but you don't need to like boxing. You need to love boxing, because if you do love boxing, even when people thought that you are done, you will tell yourself, no, this is what I love. You understand? And you have to wake up very early. You don't need somebody to wake you up. Wake up early, go to jogging, come back. eat what you know, because for me, my body asks for what I eat. If I finish morning training, I listen to my body. Whatever my body decides, that is what I eat that moment. You understand? So my body speaks to me. So I don't know about another. You understand? But all what I can tell you is that you have to be very serious in training if you want to make it in boxing. And you have to forget about friend, main friend, girlfriend, you know, going to a different club, drinking. You just need to take boxing to be your lover. That is it. That is only way you can achieve your dream in boxing. Like me, I have no friend, you know. I have nobody. Only boxing I know I have. And my God, I worship. You understand? That is sometimes I look at myself, I want to do what others do, but I can't. I can't just imagine going outside there, or when I'm supposed to be thinking about boxing, a friend just knock on my door. What are we discussing? That is the question. You are not into boxing. So what are we going to talk about? Nothing. So it's of no use. I can only welcome somebody who want to talk about boxing. You know, that is it. Yes. That is the only way you can achieve your dream, when you mingle with those who have the same dream with you.
Yes, I love that. That was a beautiful answer. I really like that. You know, as the Bible says, if they're not on one accord with you, then you're unequally yoked. And I most definitely agree. In this sport, you have to, as with, I think, with all sports, but especially in the fight business.
Yeah.
You have to have somebody that is as much into it as you are, and if you're in love with boxing, they have to be okay with that. And if they're not, then you have to keep moving if that's what you're going to do as a career, and if you're going to reach your goals. I most definitely agree with you. And most definitely look forward to following along with you in your career, supporting you as you go along. We'll most definitely be tuning in. I'm hoping that as soon as, you know, the pandemic is down, that, you know, I'll be able, the very next fight that you have, I will be able to be there personally, to support you.
Thank you so much. Most definitely.
Because I think you're a phenomenal fighter and an amazing person as well. And you know, you can count on Team Miraculous being there to support you.
Thank you so much. Please, one more thing. I have GoFundMe online because I try to raise some funds for the plan I have in future, you know, to get my own gym and get some hostel for boxers to stay when they don't have a place to stay, because you see a lot of boxers are suffering. Most of them cannot even pay for apartments, you know. They want a place to stay and work out hard. I really wish to have that kind of place to be the person that will help a lot of boxers get to their dream in my life, you understand? So I try to get a GoFundMe online in case anybody want to help me out. I would be very happy and appreciate.
Okay, most definitely. And where can they find you online?
Helen Joseph. It's in the Facebook. It's in my page on Facebook.
Okay. All right. So on Facebook, Instagram, Helen Joseph. And you can find her. You can find her on Facebook. You can find her on Instagram. It's Helen Iron Lady Joseph, a phenomenal fighter, 17-5-2, has 24 fights under her belt, and as you heard, isn't stopping yet, going to continue going on, and wants to make a better place in the world, a better place, by sharing the information and knowledge that she has with others. Completely a phenomenal person, and just as phenomenal of a fighter as she is a person, guys. So, you know, if you want to reach out to her, reach out to her. She's letting you know what she's trying to do. If you're trying to be a part of that, reach out to her. And, you know, it's a wonderful road, a phenomenal road.
Helen, we thank you, and I also look forward to doing another interview with you soon. And the last question I have for you for right now is, are you back in the gym yet? Are you back in fight camp yet?
Yeah, I mean, I have not. This is my life. This is my game. So I have to back. I'm already back in the gym. But the problem is pandemic have locked all the gym. They don't even want to open. That is the problem. So we keep walking on the park, running on the streets, you know. That's right now. But I have to be on track anytime, any day, because this is my job. I can't even imagine myself sleeping on the bed till 8 o'clock without being on the way, running. I can't. It's very hard, you know. Even when I pretend that I want to take a rest, I can't take a rest. It's like somebody will wake me up. It's time to run. So that is it.
That's right. So, guys, you heard it here first. Determination, love for the people. Again, it's Helen, Iron Lady Joseph. And to the fans out there that are fans of Team Miraculous, guys, let's support Helen Joseph. You know, this is our sister. Let's support her. As I said, she's got my support. And like I said, for your next fight, I'm trying to be there.
And please let them follow me on my Instagram, Helen Joseph 990.
You heard it there. Helen Joseph 990 on Instagram, guys. Make sure you like and follow.
Yeah, Facebook, Helen Joseph.
And Helen Joseph on Facebook, you know, follow her on her road to being a champion, both in the ring and to the people. All right.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you and your wife. You are so amazing. God bless you guys.
God bless you as well. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anytime you need me, don't hit on me, okay?
I sure will. Thank you.
All right. God bless.
God bless you.